there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. You can't turn on the news these days without hearing about the elections coming up this fall. The national and local elections are so important, and getting young people to engage in the electoral process is crucial. My guest today is Ava Mateo, a young adult who is the executive director of 18 by Vote, which is a nonpartisan, youth-led organization that helps 16, 17, and 18-year-olds understand how, when, and why to vote, ensuring equitable access to civic participation for everyone. Welcome back, everybody. You're in for a treat today. I am actually interviewing an adult, so I hope that everyone can excuse that. This is not a teenager, but my friend Ava has a really wonderful story to tell me about an organization called 18 by Vote, and I think it will really inspire everybody to get engaged in civic activism. Hi, Ava. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for being here. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more? Tell us how old you are and where you live, if you'd like to share where you went to school, and then tell us all about your experience with 18 by Vote and what it is and what it does. All the good things.
Awesome. Yes. So my name is Ava Mateo. My pronouns are she, her, and I am 25 years old. And I attended Sarah Lawrence College for undergrad. And then I actually went to Teachers College at Columbia University for a master's degree in sociology and education. So yes, I'm the executive director of 18 by Vote. I've been in this position and kind of joined the 18 by Vote team in 2020 in a very important election year where young people really were the deciding factor in the election outcomes. But in terms of 18 by Vote, we are an entirely youth-led team and really focus on the development and execution of very much hyper-localized youth voter outreach programming. So we really support young people who live in local communities, who know local communities and becoming catalysts for civic action within their own communities. You know, young people know best how to reach their peers. And we really believe that that's the way to increase both positive change and political action. But a little bit about what we've done. We've reached millions of people through our collective voter registration and education campaigns. But the thing that I'm really the most proud of are the incredible fellows that I've had the opportunity to get to work with over the past couple of years. So our programs are really designed to support young people in becoming leaders. And we've had over 75 fellows in the past 4 years. And they've all gone on to do just incredible things. Many of them are working with their state legislators. They're working for local nonprofits. And really what my goal is with this work is always to support young people in finding an opportunity beyond 18 by Vote that makes them happy and gives them a voice and an opportunity to live a life of civic engagement.
Amazing. So let me understand, the fellows, are they sort of local? So they come and they're a part of your program, they receive some training or whatever, and then they go back out into their own communities and then where they can engage in voter registration and education and all of this good stuff. Is that right?
Yes. So we've done a couple of different fellowship programs. And as with many youth-led organizations, we've evolved over the years. But when we first started, it was in the beginning of the pandemic. And so it was entirely virtual programming. And we were really focused on get out the vote efforts and supporting young people. We had a weekly Zoom calls where we had young people from across the country. We had, I think, around 13 different states represented in that first cohort. And, you know, we learned about civic engagement together. We learned about, you know, what goes into doing voter registration, what goes into actually getting people out to the polls. And then since then, we've done different programming from where we've actually had our fellows run their own local civic engagement campaigns, where they actually hire their own organizers that then we pay, and they actually manage a whole team that then activates their local community and gets them out to the polls. Really importantly, thinking about how we can support more education around politics and help people feel like they are informed and active in their voting process. So most recently, I will share, we did a research fellowship where we actually had young people from across the country conduct mixed methods research on understanding really why and what motivates young people to be civically engaged and how we can support that civic engagement. And so that was a really exciting new program that we launched in 2023 and look forward to continuing in the future.
So I noticed on your social media handle, though, it says that you work with 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. So can you clarify that a little bit? Because as everybody, I think, understands, you can't actually vote until you're 18. So how and why might you work with a 16-year-old? Is that to help them to become more engaged in helping others to register to vote and maybe driving people to the polls? I always say this, you know, if your 16 or 17-year-old is really politically active and really passionate about issues and they really want to do something, but they can't yet vote because they're not 18, they can drive people to the polls, right? And this is an important issue. A lot of times, many people can't vote because they just physically can't get there. So can you tell us a little bit more about that sort of 16 and 17-year-old piece?
Yes, absolutely. So yes, we focus on young and rising voters and what we consider rising voters to be the 16 and 17-year-olds. And, you know, there, I think 16 and 17-year-olds have so much possibility for impact. As you mentioned, there's different ways to get involved, but I think that that is an age where it's a really perfect time to get involved in the political process and in the voting process and get involved civically because you are, you know, it's an opportunity where you're kind of figuring out what you care about in life, you know, discovering new things about issues that you want to take action on. And voting is an incredible way, especially at the local level, to really have impact. And so we work with our, you know, our fellows and our organizers to think about vote tripling. So, you know, maybe you can't vote, but how can you, you know, encourage your older peers, your siblings, your family members to show up to the polls and all of that. And then I will also mention that in many states there are, and it's increasingly so, that more states are taking this on. Many 16 and 17-year-olds can pre-register to vote. And so pre-registration has a direct correlation with an increased rate to show up to the polls when you're 18. And also just make sure that you're prepared. You know, why not take that power, your voting power, into your hands by making sure that you're ready to vote as soon as you turn 18, which is what pre-registration allows you to do.
Amazing. Absolutely. And this is a completely nonpartisan organization, right? So it actually doesn't matter how you vote and you don't care about that piece of it. It's not a political organization per se. You are actually just engaging with youth in the political process and the voting process and the fact that how important this is for everyone to have a voice and to exercise their absolute right to vote. So that is so totally amazing. So tell me more about the fellows and exactly what they do kind of on the ground in terms of voter registration drives and things like that. You know, how could someone, you know, if people listening have interest in becoming a fellow, what exactly does that work look like?
Yes. So the amazing thing about it is that it looks different by community. We are in different communities across the country. We're in rural communities, we're in urban communities, and what it looks like to be civically engaged actually looks very different in all of those places. But one of the things that we are working on in 2024 is really putting a big emphasis on registering and educating high school seniors. And so if you are a high school student and you are interested in helping your peers get to the polls this fall and also this spring, as there are many primaries happening as well, you can get involved with us. You can, you know, check out our Instagram, which is 18 by, it's just 18 by vote, like the number and then BY vote. And we will be sharing some opportunities actually very shortly to get involved and to sign up to do that work. But really what we're doing, you know, when a fellow signs up, we work with them to figure out how to reach their community. So if you live in a rural place, it definitely will be a big emphasis on where people gather. So schools, you know, community centers, grocery stores, different places where people gather. But if you live in an urban place or on a college campus, for example, you actually can do something called high traffic canvassing, where you stand in a public place and just try and approach people as they pass by. And so really thinking about kind of how you can adapt to your own community, I think is the best way to think about how to meaningfully involve people and actually reach those who aren't already engaged.
You know, you actually raise a really good point about college campuses, because I have children who went to school out of state from where they are registered to vote. And there is a lot of confusion around absentee balloting, right? And the fact that they have the right to vote in all of the elections here in New York State, but that's where their vote is being counted. But you have to ask for the paperwork, and you have to fill out the paperwork and make sure you get it back on time. And as you know, it can be very controversial about the absentee ballots. And sometimes some elections come down to counting these absentee ballots. But I think it's such an important thing. And I wish colleges were more proactive about teaching kids. If you're not from this state where you are going to school, you are still absolutely allowed to and should be voting in your home state. You don't have to go home to do that on election day. You can fill out a form that allows you to do that. So is that something that's kind of a part of the college campus work that you do?
Yes. And that's actually something we're going to be doing a big campaign on this spring, because we're actually going to be focusing on helping high school seniors be prepared once they get to college so that they have all of the information, but also doing some education campaigns on college campuses for that as well. But yes, you actually get the choice whether you want to register to vote in where you're going to college or where you're in your hometown or home state. And so there's a lot of opportunity to kind of decide how you want to make your voices heard. You know, if you're more involved in the local political scene in your new college town, like absolutely you should go and vote there. And that's completely in your right. And so I think the biggest thing is there's so much confusion. You know, this process is so complicated and it's so frustrating that it's, you know, not super simple. And so I think that we all really we have to kind of think about our collective responsibility to make sure that everyone what they need to know and can have the resources that they need to get to the polls.
Have there been any challenges or obstacles that you've had to overcome in this work? I know you mentioned that the organization itself was started by adults and then at some point transitioned into youth leadership, which I think is so important. And obviously, like, kids are going to want to hear this message from other kids and from other young people. So tell me a little bit about that transition and then any challenges that you faced in this work.
Yeah. So yes, 18 by Vote was actually founded by a group of adults in Boston in 2017. They, you know, noticed that, youth voter turnout in 2016 was very low and wanted to do something about it. But then they kind of investigated, did a lot of research, did all of the kind of groundwork to get an organization up off the ground, but then realized, you know, young people know best how to reach their peers. And so got young people involved. I was part of the founding team in 2020. When we actually kind of first started raising money for the first time, making the commitment to pay young people. A lot of our programming is paid, and whenever we can, we do try and offer payment to, our interns, to any young people who are involved with our work. But it's definitely been, I would say, you know, two of the biggest challenges. The first is definitely youth leadership on its own. It's very challenging to run an organization as a young person. And, we have really had the opportunity. We have an amazing board who has been incredibly supportive and really helped us raise funds. And we've also got a large investment from PAC actually in 2022 that really, it was a $200,000 grant. And they basically took a chance on a youth-led organization that hadn't really had a significant budget prior to that. And so there are funding opportunities out there. And I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I've taken from it is
just to clarify for everybody, tell everybody what a PAC is.
Thank you. Sorry. It's a political action committee. And so even though we're nonpartisan, we are allowed to receive funding from PACs because they had an interest in, they wanted to support increasing youth voter turnout. And we did all of that work in a nonpartisan capacity. And they invested in our peer-to-peer model. Funding, enormous challenge when you're looking to pay young people. When you pay young people, it's automatically increases the, equitable access to participation and really helps young people make the commitment to the work. And so that's been a really big priority for us, but at the same time is an incredible challenge because the nonprofit space is very saturated. And also there are, certain levels of ageism where people don't take young leaders as seriously when it comes to funding. So that's definitely been a challenge. But the other, significant one has definitely been the increasing partisan world that we live in. And, as a nonpartisan organization, we have continued to really work on supporting young people and making their voices heard on the issues that they care about. But even youth voting as a topic itself has become somewhat partisan. And so that's been a challenging environment to work in. But we've really been able to focus on the fact that, you know, over 50% of young Americans identify as independent, and they really want nonpartisan messaging in terms of getting to the polls. And so that's been how we've really been able to work through that.
You know, what's really beautiful about it is, you know, I think that young people want to vote to do the right thing. And it kind of, for them, it's not about party. It's about the person that they trust, the person that is actually speaking about the issues that they care about. So I don't mean to generalize, but I think older generations will vote along party lines, regardless of whether the person actually, you know, is a trustworthy person or a person who believes in the same things that they do. It is like party, party, party. Whereas I think with young people, which is where the value and the amazing power of youth leadership in voting rights, they're just going to vote for what they think is the right thing and the issues that really impact them and impact their futures. Like, I am just so heartened and so inspired by this work, because at the end of the day, you all are the generation, you are the people who are going to have to fix this for us, this mess that we're in. The future belongs to you. And so to get young people out there to vote on the issues that they really care about is so, so crucially important. Well, I actually can't think of anything more important right now in this election year than getting young people out to vote for candidates that speak their language and that are, that have the values that they have and that care about the issues that they care about that are going to impact the future for them. Well, this is amazing, Ava. Can you share with us again, website, social media handle, all of that good stuff where people could learn more and maybe apply to become a fellow and all of that good stuff?
Absolutely. And yes, everything that you're saying, you know, we now is the time to activate and really think about those local elections, because, you know, our local elected officials have the most impact on our day-to-day lives. So don't forget that. But you can find 18 by Vote on Instagram and on LinkedIn. Just it's 18 like the number by vote. And our website is www.18byvote.org. And please, you know, reach out. We're going to be sharing lots of opportunities to get involved, both with our own organization as well as other advocacy and activism groups in the coming months, as, you know, the time is now to get involved and to make your voices heard during and beyond elections.
Amazing. Ava, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We can't wait to share it with our audience.
Thank you so much for having me, Nan.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.